Donald Trump ends negotiations with Nancy Pelosi on coronavirus relief until after election. By Charlie Spiring on October 6, 2020. President Donald Trump on Tuesday ended negotiations with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for a coronavirus relief bill, after weeks of failed attempts. Nancy Pelosi is asking for $2.4 trillion to bail out poorly run, high crime, Democrat states, money that is in no way related to COVID-19, Trump wrote on Twitter. We made a very generous offer of $1.6 trillion and, as usual, she is not negotiating in good faith. Trump said his administration would revisit the idea of coronavirus relief after the election. I have instructed my representatives to stop negotiating until after the election when, immediately after I win, we will pass a major stimulus bill that focuses on hardworking Americans and small business, he wrote. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin have spent weeks on mostly futile negotiations with the Speaker for more assistance. The President instructed Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to focus his efforts on approving his nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. He also appeared confident that the economy would continue to rise, despite several industries, such as the airline companies, threatening to lay off workers. Our economy is doing very well, he wrote. The stock market is at record levels, jobs and unemployment also coming back in record numbers. We are leading the world in economic recovery, and the best is yet to come.